Well, over to the US now, where the trial of Derek Chauvin, a former Minneapolis police officer accused of murdering George Floyd last May, has reached its eighth day. Well, as ever, here's LBC's Washington correspondent Simon Marks with all the latest. Simon.
Well, Ian, at the trial today, we've heard more testimony from prosecution witnesses, again, police professionals, insisting that Derek Chauvin murdered George Floyd by using excessive force last May when he placed his knee against Mr. Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes. On the stand again this morning, Sergeant Jody Steiger, an expert with the Los Angeles Police Department on the use of force. He argues the case is simple. He says the police shouldn't have even been taking George Floyd into custody in the first place for using a fake banknote to buy a packet of cigarettes. And once they had him on the ground, there was absolutely no reason to use force.
Sir, do you have an opinion to a degree of reasonable professional certainty to how much force was reasonable for the defendant to use on Mr. Floyd after Mr. Floyd was handcuffed, placed in the prone position, and not resisting?
Yes.
What is that opinion?
My opinion was that no force should have been used once he was in that position.
That chimes with the Minneapolis police chief, who testified earlier this week and accused his former officer of using excessive force against Mr. Floyd. But the defense in cross-examination has again been hammering away at the notion that the police at the scene felt threatened by George Floyd, that he was high on drugs, and the crowd of onlookers berating the police also left them feeling uneasy. The defense has days ahead of them to present their witnesses and question George Floyd's opioid addiction. Other headlines today. No, the United States is not contemplating a boycott of the Beijing Winter Olympics next year. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Our position on the 2022 Olympics has not changed. We have not discussed and are not discussing any joint boycott with allies and partners.
Odd then that the State Department said yesterday those discussions are underway to persuade American allies to stay away from the Games. We've no idea what's really going on. Tomorrow, President Biden may sign some long-overdue executive orders on gun control. Remember, he promised to do that on his first day in office and then didn't. And one other headline. Remember that car accident involving Tiger Woods a few weeks ago? It turns out he was driving at 87 miles per hour on a road with a speed limit of 45. He's not getting a speeding ticket. Ian, the police say there is no sign he was under the influence of alcohol or drugs.
Simon, thank you. That's Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.